This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Making headlines this hour, staff celebrate pay boost at the Mangosuthu University of Technology. And Poprook says military deployment is not a sign of SAPS incompetence. The time is 2 o'clock. Good afternoon. There's a positive buzz across Mangosuthu University of Technology as staff celebrate the announcement of an increment and an honorarium. Colleagues have expressed their gratitude to Acting Vice Chancellor Dr. Annette Mini, the Acting DVC Resources and Planning Bulelani Mahlangu, and the Workers Union Nehao for their role in the decision. Dr. Mini has praised the unity between Management Council and Nehao, saying the leadership is focused on the greater good of the institution, while Mahlangu adds that the university is putting its people first. The Dean of the Faculty of Management Sciences, Dr. Kevin Ramsagay, has thanked management on behalf of staff, as both he and Dr. Mini commend the finance department for making the process a success. Now the mood on campus is upbeat, with staff feeling valued and motivated for the year ahead. And then in other news, questions have been raised on whether the army should be deployed in KwaZulu-Natal. The president said during his State of the Nation address that the SANDF would be sent to the Western Cape in Gauteng to help police deal with gangsterism and illegal mining. At the SONA debate yesterday, it was announced that the army is also being deployed to the Eastern Cape. During a police raid in Durban last week, KZN top cop Ndlandla Mkhwanazi told officers that the military is being stationed in the province would be a sign of incompetence. But the national spokesperson of the Police and Prison Civil Rights Union disagrees. Richard Mamabolo says the deployment of the army isn't an indictment on police officers.
We should note that our members in the SAPS operate under extremely difficult conditions, you know, understaffing, understaffed stations, you know, aging fleets, outdated equipment, and of course, the uneven allocation of resources across different provinces. When you go to provinces which are more affluent, you find that there are better resources as compared to other provinces like Limpopo, Mpumalanga, where you've got a limited staff capacity, and even the police station are not as safe as we would like them to be.
And finally, ubengafuna ukugqamisa ukuthi ukhonja ebandleni lamaNazaretha uMpendulo Dube waseJolivet ngasemzinto. Uhambo lwakhe lufinyelele emaphethelweni ngesonto ohlelweni iBig Brother Mzansi. UDube waba nebhadi ngonyaka odlule wakhishwa ozakwabo ngokuthi bengamvoteli. Ube nenhlanhla wathola ithuba lesibili ukubuyela endlini kaBig Brother, wagcina ehlale kulindlu amasonto amahlanu. Useveze ukuthi yize engajabule ngokuphuma kodwa ujabule ngokuthola leli thuba. Uyazi ukuthi iningi izinto ebeyingamenza aye kude abengafuni ukuyiqhamisa.
The feelings after. The first one, the feelings after were disappointment. I was almost there type of disappointment. Not really that I was too... Yes, I'm a person who's always hard on himself or whatever. But at that time, to me, it came out as I'm disappointed at the fact that I pushed so hard and I almost made it. What if I never get the opportunity again? So I was mad at myself and I felt like all the wrong negative feelings that you'd feel after almost making it to something, you know, because it's been something that I really, really wanted for myself and whatever.
Uthi njengoba sephumile endlini manje azokubheka kakhulu ukuqhuba nemfundo yakhe njengoba enza iziqu ze-digital arts enyuvesi yaseWits khona eGoli. And then to recap your top story at this hour, staff celebrate pay boost at the Mangosuthu University of Technology. This is all for myself this hour. Do catch your next news headlines at 2:30. For your MUT Radio News, I'm Amahle Mncwango.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.